NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Long Player with a brand new band. So are you guys pretty fresh, pretty new
hell,
on the scene?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they're called fresh. Job. We've got two members out of three members here because the other one's playing for Dirty Pixels, am I right?
Yes, shout outs to Daniel Waratini holding it down.
We've got Arlo and Caleb if you were wondering who's actually here.
Yeah, I'm Arlo.
I'm Caleb.
And your job.
We're job.
And
three letters, three band.
Yeah. How did that name come about? Because it's very simple, but you know, it's easier to say job, Bob, kind of thing, you know?
Yep. Job came about. I mean, I don't have a job at the moment. Technically, I've never had a job before, but yes. Kind of because of that, I guess. Probably I was thinking about, you know, because I'm thinking about jobs and stuff. Finished university and I need to get out into the big wide world. I've got a Bachelor of Arts graduating on Wednesday.
So if anyone has a job for Arlo in the arts area.
Straight up.
This is more of a job seekers promotion.
I could call a band Job Seeker.
But we're going to talk about two tracks at a time because they're pretty short and sweet though.
Sweet as can be.
Yes. Let's talk about Nice Bout and Fantasy. We'll talk about Nice Bout first. What do you like about Nice Bouts? What makes a nice bout for you?
As in like a belt?
Yeah. Is that what it means or is it like...
Yeah, well like a belt. Like the belt that you put around, that you put on the belt loops of your pants and your legs. That's an interesting point that my good friend Caleb brought up. How crazy are pants? You could call, you know, like pants are like leg sleeves. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that we need to fix. But yeah, I know belts. I don't know. My belt sucks.
It's a pretty short cool belt. I thought
it's short. Doesn't have a. Don't look at my belt,
oh,
guys.
No,
it's all good.
No one can see that's listening right now.
The next one.
It's Fantasy. The next track is Fantasy. And what's that one about?
That one's about chilling out with the homies or not. You know? I mean, I just love my friends. Straight up, shout out to Daniel Waratini. He's even got that lyric in one of his songs. Yeah.
It's about loving friends.
Loving life, loving the human condition.
Yes, that's very beautiful. This is Nice Bout by Job and followed up by Fantasy.
They all went together.
That was Fantasy by Job, and before you also heard Nice Belt by Job. Easy peasy. Very short and sweet tracks. And Arlo, you recorded this yourself, right?
Yes, I did. In my house.
And just sort of like, because I remember talking to you a little while ago, you were just using Garage Project. Garage Band. Oh my God. Oh, my bad. Spent too much time in Wellington. That's why.
They had brain cells down there. Oh, no beef. Oh, I love Wellington. Oh, man.
Anyways, let's talk about the recording of this album.
Okay.
I was wondering, because it's your vocals are quite muffled, can't really pick out the lyrics. Is that on purpose? Are you trying to, like, hide?
I don't know. No, not really. And, I mean, to be honest, I'm not trying to cut you down or anything, just, but, I mean, you know, if, as far as, like, other things that I've, like, recorded in the past, I think, you know, if anything, they're less muffled than the other one, but they're still very probably buried in the mix as, you know, the musos. Yeah, you'll know what I mean. but it's not really intentional because, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, and then, like, on the, if you look at the album cover, lyrics are on the album cover. Kind of, you know, you can kind of see them. I don't know. Lyrics are all good. But I don't mind.
Awesome. Well, could you tell us a bit about Dead and Meathead? Those are the two tracks that we're going to play next. So what is Dead about?
Dead's about similar stuff, again, to the other ones. I just, it's when you feel sad. But then, I mean, this—it's not a sad song. It's more, you know, that's positive. What do you think about Dead?
I like it. It's a good song. Sad song, but I mean, not sad.
Sad. Goes off. I mean, especially
Playing it live.
Yeah, playing it
that
live.
One time.
We played time. Live one time and it was awesome. Shoutouts to Scarp. Scarp, cool as
cool emo bands.
Straight up.
What about Meathead?
Meathead's faster. And it's like 45 seconds, I think. It's like
a little shot to the heart.
Straight up.
A little espresso song.
Espresso song. It's a long black. Short black. Short black, actually.
But how long have you guys actually been together as a band?
Like a couple, few weeks.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I was kind of been sitting on these songs for a while, maybe. Or like I've heard Arlo talking about some of these things. But then, because Scott, we played one gig with them, and we originally got picked up to play as W, another band we kind of played as, but we didn't want to do that, and so we just sort of forced Arlo to teach us these Job songs, and that's how it all came about.
Yeah, and it was freaking mean.
Yeah,
it's putting me out of my comfort zone, bro.
On radio and everything, talking about these tracks. Let's listen to Dead and Meathead.
Yeah.
That was Meathead and Before You Heard Dead by Job. Listening to Meathead, I was just telling you off air that kind of reminds me of Courtney Barnett.
That's cool.
What are your influences?
Heaps of music. All my friends, like Daniel Waratini and Kedia Patterson, shout out, he's also down south at the moment with Dirty Pixels.
He plays music under Be Lush.
Yep.
Which is on
Holy
the
shit,
BFM
yeah.
playlist.
And look that up on Bandcamp, B, like the letter B, dash, lush.bandcamp.com. Floor, what a banger track. He's got more stuff coming out soon, I think. And hey, Auckland musicians. Yep.
Any certain other Auckland musicians?
Oh yeah, shout outs like Leith and all the fucking all of those bros. And
so
like,
Leith is part of previously part of Charlie.
Previously in Charlie Freak. Shout outs. Oh, RIP.
Now doing stuff on the Oni.
Yeah, Oni. Oni. Oni.bandcamp.com. Holy shit, man. That's like straight up so good.
Well, the next couple tracks is Misfortune and Beaches. What can you tell me about Misfortune?
Misfortune, I wrote like a while ago, but then I changed it heaps and then re-recorded it for this. So it's like kind of different to what it originally was, but that's, I don't know, it's a similar kind of song, similar key. If you don't listen too hard, but a lot of these songs are in the same key. I mean, I only like playing in this key. It's good, it's fun, and it means because I use a capo, so then that means that I don't have to change that around. So yeah, Misfortune's all good. It's another short song. And then the next track, what's the other one?
Beaches.
Oh yeah, Beaches is weird as that probably will stand out to all the other ones because it's got simple drums, kind of like stuff I used to make.
Also, let's listen. This is Misfortune and Beaches by Job.
Happen again. Come on, I can't be.
So that was Beaches by Job, and the track before was Misfortune. We've got two more tracks, two last tracks. Indoor Soccer. What can you tell me about that one?
Caleb,
what do I think about this song?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good song. I've said that about most of the songs. They're all good songs, but yeah.
Thanks, man.
Not much else.
Yeah, no.
There was an earlier version of this song like quite interesting.
Yeah, that's good to talk about. It's like rapping.
And lots of auto-tune on it.
Yeah, you guys like cloud rap.
Like SoundCloud.
No.
Oh, what's cloud rap?
What? I mean, that's like even. Nah, but straight up fucking Blade, that's good. I mean, it's, you know, he's pretty. He's had a big influence on like a lot of probably music. Because, I mean, I used to, you know, ever since. Shout outs to Jaden Whitelaw. Straight up. Ever since he showed me Everlasting Flame by Blade back in fucking high school. Yeah, oh man, those vocals are so good. And so that was what, like, I pretty much like made this song like mimicking Blade, because I was like, that's gonna be crack up. And then I made it private so you can't hear it now. But then this song is it's the same song, but it's just this one's like got drums and guitar,
different styling.
Yeah,
sick. And the last one that we'll be playing is Life Forever.
Yep, that's probably like one of my favorites, probably from the EP.
Nice way to close it out.
Or album. It's not even an EP. This is like a full length, man. Eight songs. Full lengths can be any length, man. Eight full fleshed out songs. Life Forever's good as. It's like got a bit of. This one's I mean, it doesn't sound like Blink 182, but straight up, Blink 182 is freaking mean, and I've been listening to a lot of that lately.
So that's a huge influence.
Biggest influence out of any. Yeah.
Sick. Blink 182.
Don't want to lose fans here, yeah. But you know. But
nah,
if you think Blink 182 is whack, you're whack. Nah, kidding. It's all good. Everyone's got different tastes.
Anyways, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having us.
It's all
thank
good.
You, Jess.
We can find your stuff on job1.bandcamp.com if anyone wants to download it.
Yes.
There's lyrics on the album cover.
Yep.
Zoom in real hard on those. Give a good read.
Shout outs to everyone who's downloaded it so far and supported that. It's cool as.
Shout outs to Josh Emmy. Couldn't make
shout
it tonight.
Shout outs to Josh Emmy.
Too busy working.
Oh, far out.
Couldn't forget him.
Let's listen hard to out. Indoor Soccer and Life
Josh
Forever.
Josh Emmy's the beast.
She the same.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.